專業角度，因為前面我哋其實普遍人嚟講，欠缺啲乜嘢嘅營養素？我哋用熱烈嘅掌聲歡迎 Dr. Dijon Mason。
Important for us to understand that there are three common threads to disease. If you've ever heard me speak before, you know that I've said this multiple times. All diseases are the exact same disease. Diabetes and heart disease, there's no difference between them. We just simply name diseases based on the organ system that fails the fastest. So if you can do something about the common threads of disease, oxidative stress, chronic inflammation because of oxidative stress from both our internal environment and our external environment, then we can stop hormone disruption. Maybe hormone disruption to you is premature aging or an immune disorder, right? But these are the common threads of disease today. So first start with attacking oxidative damage as it relates to our inside of our bodies and the outside of our bodies from our environment. Start thinking about reduction of chronic inflammation by putting the right foods in your face, like Emmy mentioned, right? And then start thinking about what you need to do, what you need to commit to be healthy through later decades of life so that you don't see so much hormone disruption, premature aging, or concerns as we get older, like lack of energy. What are some of the common ways that you can intervene with disease? You can talk to your customers, your clients, and your patients about getting better sleep, getting better exercise, right? Choosing the right food instead of suboptimal food choices, and doing something about stress. Everything that we can do to modify that. And sometimes that comes with putting the right foods in our face and getting better sleep, right? It's all connected. It's all woven together. So my first recommendation when you speak to people about health is to first speak to them about dietary intervention. Help them understand that the foods that we have grown today are not as nutritionally dense as they should be. And for that reason, we need to have a higher commitment to supplementation. We need to start talking to people about the myth of weight management and that it is not okay to skip meals, but better, in fact, to choose the right nutrients. For some people, that's eating several times a day. For some people, that's eating a higher protein, a higher complex carbohydrate diet. For some people, it's consuming a higher fat diet. It changes depending on the person in front of us, as well as their activity level. Athletes need a lot more protein than individuals that are not physically active or behind a desk a lot. So we have to start talking to people beyond our philosophies and start talking to them about their own lives. Does that make sense? We have our own cookie-cutter way of talking about health, but if it doesn't fit into the lifestyle of the individual that you're speaking to, you've got a problem. They won't be compliant. They can't be adherent. So it's important first to identify what they can and cannot do. What are they willing to commit to for better health? Your goal is to help them understand that you cannot, will not, and did not get enough nutrients from the foods that you consumed because of all of the external environmental pressures on our bodies, because of factors like lack of sleep, as Emmy mentioned, lack of nutrient density, as she mentioned, right? And that's why you guys have seen such great growth in the Hong Kong market. Because more and more people are gravitating towards health and nutrition products to support their metabolic needs, to support their quality of life. And that's why it's important to first talk to them about getting back to basics, about using a multivitamin, multi-mineral, right, to fill in gaps where their diet falls short. If what Emmy showed you is true, then we clearly need something to support us in addition to food. And that's where supplementation can really offer its magic. We bend and lift and twist every day. Because we bend and lift and twist every day, we need the right combination of nutrients, vitamins, and minerals blended together to support our body's recovery, to restore our body's health on a day-to-day basis. More important than any of these things is to understand this. Vitamins and minerals are essential. Essential doesn't mean kind of important. It means necessary for life. It also means that the body cannot synthesize it. If your body can't make it, you need to take it. Right? And that is what you find in a multivitamin and multimineral. They need to be consumed or taken on a daily basis insufficient amounts to meet what? Your client, your customer, or your patient's activity level. I'm an athlete. I lift heavy things up and put them back down again. I need more micronutrients than the average 46-year-old female. I need more of those things because of the wear and tear I put on my body. There's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all. This is the most important slide I have to show you today. To be honest with you, after this slide, I could walk away. Right? This is what you need to know, the biochemistry behind this. Would anybody be surprised to hear this? This is what's referred to as the Krebs cycle. This is how the body burns fuel for energy. It plays a major role in how you use carbohydrates, both for energy as well as for weight loss. It plays a major role in how the body burns fat. If the body will burn fat, it dictates if you are a fat burner or a carbohydrate burner. This section over here has to do with sleep patterns, health, and when it comes to mental health, the production and balance of serotonin and dopamine. That happens all through here. This is about a sleep cycle where we are able to move an amino acid called glutamate into GABA, which is an inhibitory, a relaxing neurotransmitter that plays a large role in not just sleep habits, mental health habits, but also plays a big role in weight management, plays a big role in academic performance, plays a fantastically large role in healthy brain aging. Now, the reason why I bring up this biochemistry chart isn't so that you guys are able to repeat the biochemistry. It's one, so I can talk about nerdy stuff, because I like doing that. It's also so that I can point out to you that your ability to go through these cycles, literally the ability to make energy, burn carbohydrates and fat, rely on having a sufficient amount of B vitamins. Rely on having a sufficient amount of things like magnesium, vitamin C, and B12. Your ability to literally detoxify, support healthy cardiovascular function, healthy digestive function, and have healthy aging in later decades of life with restored immunity, not weakened immunity, have everything to do with getting the right essential vitamins and minerals in your body. What Emmy said is true. We're not getting them through diet alone. And therefore, it is absolutely essential for life that we get them through supplementation. Because you need B vitamins to run the Krebs cycle for energy. You need magnesium, vitamin C, B12, to make sure that your adrenal glands and your thyroid and your brain are working the way they're supposed to. You need things like these vital essential B vitamins to make sure that your heart runs healthy, that your immune system runs healthy, and that your brain runs healthy through later decades of life. If you want to get a healthy night's sleep, then you'll make sure you have a sufficient amount of vitamin C on board. Let me repeat this, you guys. Vitamin C is an essential nutrient. Your body can't make it, so you need to take it. You get it through food as well as supplementation. Why supplementation? Because you cannot, will not, and did not get enough through food to offset your environment, to offset your lifestyle, to offset your genetics. It's so important that we do it through supplementation paired with healthy dietary intake, healthy sleep, and exercise, right? The reason why I say it's absolutely imperative is because of this law of a reductionist kind of idea in health, that your body is only as strong as, you've heard this, your weakest link, right? Well, this is this theory of health or optimal well-being put in place by Dr. Bruce Ames. It's this idea of the triage theory, that your body can only be as strong as its weakest link, and that your body will do everything it can to preserve its brain function and its cardiovascular function. And it will allow other things that you might see vital, like the inches around your waist, go away. It may allow you to become prematurely old, simply because you don't have enough of the vital, essential nutrients on board to preserve both your brain, your heart, and your weight, and your healthy skin or cosmetic appearance. Does that make sense? Your body will use all of its vital nutrients, the minimum amounts necessary, to make sure that you get your heart and your brain functioning properly. It will let you turn ugly. It doesn't care, because you don't die of ugly, right? You die of heart disease. So it does everything it can to preserve your heart. You have to think about these things as we talk to our patients, as we talk to our clients. The reason why is because many people are motivated towards better health because they want to look better and perform better naked. Many people are motivated to do something about their overall well-being, not because it will support their heart or their brain. They think of those things as being really far away. They want to dedicate themselves towards better living and eating when you can show them an immediate benefit, like cosmetic benefits, like weight loss benefits, like energy benefits. I recommend that anybody that's talking to other people about the Market Hong Kong line, make sure that they talk about those immediate benefits that you can get from B vitamins. Not just that your body has to take them on a daily basis, right? But that they also confer energy and can help balance mood. Those things that people want more of, right? Because heart disease and age seem to be very, or premature aging seem to be very far away for some of these people. In addition to that, we also want to point out to individuals that we see, this idea of the blue zone, where we see people that eat healthfully, that supplement healthfully, that exercise, sleep healthfully, that do something about stress management, they live longer. But not only do they live longer, they live at a higher quality of life. And that is because of a higher commitment to supplementation, healthy sleep, and physical activity. Now the other graph that you're looking at here is kind of this second look at the importance of healthy lifestyle factors, including supplementation. In this graph, you can see that those that are ill or have illness due to a lack of exercise is really quite high on what will be your left side of the graph, right? And then you start to see that U curve go down, and people right there in the middle, people that are doing the right things for their body, including exercising and eating healthfully, have the lowest rates of disease, right? The lowest rates of immune dysfunction. And then, what happened? We start to see that curve go up again, right? That curve of people that over-exercise, that become more ill because they're exercising. Now, how many of you heard me say, by raising hand, how many heard me say, don't exercise then? That's not what I meant, right? What I meant is if you're going to exercise, which is a healthful activity, you need to make sure that you are pairing that activity with enough of the micronutrients, macronutrients through healthy diet, proteins and the like, to support that physical activity. If you are going to do things that put wear and tear on the body for healthy weight, healthy muscle retention, healthy aging, healthy bones as we age, then you're also going to need to have a higher commitment to supplementation. The answer is not don't exercise. The answer is when you exercise, make sure you meet that activity with the proper balance of micronutrients, vitamins, minerals that are essential to life. That's what I'm saying. So that you can support your musculoskeletal health by giving your body minerals like magnesium and calcium, that you can support your cardiovascular health by making sure that you have a sufficient amount of B vitamins and vitamin C on board, that you can do things to support the way your body regulates blood sugar and other hormones if they relate to your metabolism. Things like chromium, vanadium, these trace minerals that are found in multivitamin, multimineral, right? If you want to support your immunity, not only do you have to make sure that you're sleeping and exercising healthfully, but that you also have the right micronutrients on board to meet your needs. Things like antioxidants, both fat-soluble and water-soluble antioxidants are really vital to support your immunity, right? What about GI health? You want to make sure that you've got those probiotics there, like we have with the digestive enzymes. You want that digestive support. You want to make sure that you are consuming enough fiber to meet your body's metabolic needs, not just from a GI standpoint, but from a blood sugar standpoint and a cardiovascular standpoint. Everything is connected. And so the things that we do to support our GI health ultimately lead to better cardiovascular health and better aging. As I always love to say, the road to health is paved with good intestines. And that means that we have inflammatory balance. We don't want there to be too much inflammation in the body. We want the body to be able to mount a healthy immune response, and that means that there's going to be some initiation of inflammation. But just as vital to our survival is the ability to turn that inflammation off. And that's why we see such great evidence in the literature when it comes to things like curcumin, lycopene, vitamin C, and vitamin E, antioxidants that really support our body's overall well-being and do something about inflammation. See, many people think disease is just this personal imbalance or this genetic imbalance in them, when in fact, it's just those three triggers I told you about. Oxidative stress leads to chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation leads to hormone dysregulation and disruption. And that's why we recommend multivitamins and multiminerals. Because we know that your metabolic needs change with gender, with age, with physical activity level, and yeah, with family history. But we can do something about that with the proper implementation of vitamins and minerals for us. Because nothing in nature acts in exclusion. You can't just take vitamin C and expect everything to get better. As I said, there's no one trigger for chronic disease. There's so many different ways to get ill. So your approach to well-being should be just as diverse as the number of ways there are to get sick. And that brings us to this idea of Y-Mark Hong Kong's products. That brings us to this idea of what is the benefit over any other over-the-counter or any other product I get down the street, right? Consumers want to know that they have a quality product. Consumers want to know that it is potent, that it is pure, that it will be absorbed sufficiently to meet their metabolic needs. And they want to make sure that it's not fairy dust. They want to make sure that it is the right blend of synergistic nutrients that can really produce results. And that's what the Isoclimb multivitamin does, is it produces results, tangible benefits that people can see evidence of right away. That's why I love the Isoclimb line, because it's a product that has no fillers, no blenders, no junk. It is a product that's delivered from the stomach to the small intestine very efficiently so that it has the best chance for bioavailability or function or results in the body. We want to make sure that we use a multivitamin to fill in gaps where our diet falls short. We want to make sure that we understand that because we bend and lift and twist every day, it is absolutely essential that we replace those vital nutrients by taking a multivitamin and a multimineral. Where else do we need some support? Where else do we see that our diets fall short? Well, it's in having a sufficient amount of antioxidants. Now, what I just mentioned with the multivitamin, multimineral, I want you to take this message. That is for the inside of the body. That is the way the body functions. It relies on those vitamins and minerals to go through all of those processes, right? But what a diet that's rich in color can do for you, a diet that is rich for supplement choices, that are rich in phytonutrients, antioxidants can do for you, is take care of the external environment, the pollution that runs rampant through our country, right? Dealing with factors of low sleep that start to cause harm to the body. So think of antioxidants like OPC3, curcumin, and even vitamin C to some extent, or oxygen extreme for sure. Think of these products as these products that deal with the external environment and offset the ills of what you cannot modify. So you can modify your diet. You can modify your sleep. And to some extent, you can even modify your stress, right? Those are all modifiable risk factors for disease. What you can't modify is your environment. We live in a very polluted world. We live in a very fast-paced world. And for that reason, we need extra support to deal with the external triggers of disease from our environment. And that's where things like antioxidants and phytonutrients come in. That's this idea of a balance between oxidative stress and free radical clenching, right? Or this idea of antioxidant support. So we want to just go back to this idea. Oxidative stress from your external environment causes internal oxidative stress that leads to chronic inflammation and then ultimately disease or chronic disease the way we see it on a daily basis. You need extra support above and beyond a multivitamin, multimineral, and a healthy diet. You need an antioxidant, a synergistic blend of free radical scavengers to offset all of this from our environment, right? Because it's these synergistic ingredients, these antioxidants, these multiple types of free radical quenchers that can blend together in a formula like OPC3, like ORAC or resveratrol, and really cover your metabolic needs and support energy, flexibility, hormone function through later decades of life. Antioxidant systems, in short, will either prevent a reactive oxidative species or nitrogen species from harming the body, or they will ultimately neutralize it once it's been entered, or once it's entered into the body. So you're either looking at stopping free radical damage before it even gets going, right? That's stopping the progression of disease, or you want to neutralize it so that there is not a severity or a lengthy duration of disease. And that's what antioxidants can do for you. What you need to know is that no one antioxidant will do it all, right? Everything is very complex. Chemistry of the body, metabolism of the body is very complex. And there are multiple types of free radicals. There are multiple types and areas, tissues, or compartments where oxidative damage causes harm. For that reason, you need to have a varied approach to free radical quenching. You need to have a synergistic blend of free radical quenchers or antioxidants like those that are found in OPC3. Pycnogenol, I'm going to let Dr. Strong talk more about the evidence behind pycnogenol. But this is a blend of antioxidants, anthocyanidins, proanthocyanidins that cover all of those different compartments in the body to quench free radical damage, tissue to tissue, cell to cell. It pairs pycnogenol with grapeseed extract. Grapeseed extract is very rich in the same polyphenols like pycnogenol, rich in free radical quenching capability and potential, and a high potential for benefits in the cardiovascular system, like pycnogenol in supporting cardiovascular disease through the reduction or modification of inflammation or hyperimmune responses that happen inside the cell. Then we have things like red wine extract. You guys also know it as resveratrol. Well, red wine extract has particular benefits in age management. It has particular benefits not just in cardiovascular disease, but in the support of healthy blood sugar, in keeping blood sugars within healthy ranges. In particular, what we're able to see with OPC3 with red wine extract are some of the comorbid factors or secondary effects of cardiovascular disease as they affect other organs in the body can be arrested. And that's things like blood sugar management. And that's why you want to have a blend of these free radical scavengers together. Then we look at bilberry extract. Bilberry extract needs to be in this product for its benefits in microcirculation. When we think about visual health, when we think about kidney health, when we think about supporting other organ systems or other tissues of detoxification, that's where bilberry can be very beneficial. As I said earlier, antioxidants come in all different shapes and sizes, just like free radicals. Because free radicals affect different tissues in the body, we need to have a full spectrum approach to quenching their damage by offering multiple types of free radical quenchers or antioxidants in one formula, like we have with OPC3. What we do know is important to talk to people about is how quickly they may notice benefits from something like OPC3 or an antioxidant. Most people will notice benefits in 8 to 12 weeks if they're taking a sufficient amount. It's important to note that those that have been complaining of a chronic issue for a long period of time are going to need to give it more time to work. They need to have a higher commitment to supplementation to bring themselves from horizontal back up to vertical again. Don't make the mistake of making promises or guarantees that something will work very quickly. Make sure you talk to them about tangible benefits. Things like more energy throughout the day, less joint discomfort, or better sleep. Things that they can notice right away as the rest of their body is doing the work to heal itself. What's really important to note about these free radical scavengers, these antioxidants, whether it's OPC3 or Oxygen Extreme, it's important to note that they function on tissues in a very unique way. Many people think about OPC3 from its cardiovascular benefit, but it's important to note that ingredients of the multivitamin, multimineral, paired with some of the ingredients that are in OPC3, work specifically on liver function, liver detoxification, and support of that biochemistry image that I showed you up there, so that we can burn fat and carbohydrates effectively, so that we can make neurotransmitters for healthy sleep and mood function, so that we can support detoxification naturally in the body for both a healthy heart, a healthy GI system, and a healthy immune system, especially through later decades of life. And here's where the rubber really meets the road. Those what I just described to you, this idea of a healthy diet, antioxidants, and a multivitamin, multimineral, we may think of those as the non-negotiable three. If you really want to be better, you're going to need to make sure that you have a higher commitment to those three things. Now, we could talk about the basic five. We could talk about making sure that you add on top of that B vitamins. Essential, necessary for burning protein, fat, and carbohydrates for a healthy body composition, healthy muscle growth or retention as we age, but also for healthy memory, healthy detoxification pathways. That's where B vitamins are so important. But you can't just take one B vitamin. B vitamins need to be paired together in a complex, properly ratioed to meet each other's needs so that the body can help have healthy cell turnover, so that the body can have healthy cognitive function, both in the formative years, academic years, or academically strained years, right? And then as we age and we want healthy brain aging. These are all things that B vitamins can be beneficial for, but they need to be taken in a blend, in a complex, like that which we find in the Marka Hong Kong Isotonic Activated or Advanced B Complex. We want to think about everything from cell maturation, as I said, from a pregnant female to an aging brain. We want to think about healthy cell maturation and healthy cell turnover. We want to think about that one of the number one complaints that people will come to you with is fatigue, and that B vitamins play a significant role in the production of energy. Not just in the burning of fuel for energy or a whittled waste, but literally the production of energy inside each one of our cells. That is B vitamin driven or B vitamin reliant. We also want to make sure that people understand that B vitamins cannot be synthesized in the body. They have to be consumed through healthy diet and healthy consumption of supplements, right? So these are individual vitamins that cannot be made, so they need to be taken. If you can't make it, you need to take it. There's probably no better example of an essential nutrient, a vital nutrient, than B vitamins. They make it into the top 7 supplements that you should take on a daily basis because of how remarkable their needs are. I have done extensive searches on drug depletion when it comes to nutrients so that I can really set the tone for individuals and the importance of supplementation with a vitamin and mineral and antioxidant and something like a B complex. I have found one drug in all of my research that you cannot take a B vitamin with. I have found over 2,000 drugs that deplete B vitamins, however. And for that reason, if you are needing more energy, you want a healthy body composition, you want healthy brain aging, you want more energy throughout the day, right? You want a better mental outlook, or you want to offset the ills of pharmaceutical interventions. B vitamins, that's where it's at. Everybody should be taking them, not just for energy, but for healthy function as we age and to offset our environment. protein. Now, this one I love to talk about because, as I told you, I like to pick heavy things up and put them back down again. So protein is really important to me. Protein is under-consumed both in the United States as well as in Hong Kong, Singapore, Taiwan, where we've been doing some research. What we know is as we age, the requirements for protein change. To hold on to that lean muscle mass, you need to make sure that you have a sufficient amount of protein. For every woman or man above the age of 40 that complains that they can't lose weight, the issue may be that you don't get enough protein. The magic really does come from choosing your food based on color. The magic of energy, right? The magic of brain function, the magic of detoxification, that comes from choosing the right colorful fruits and vegetables to consume on a daily basis. But if you want to hold on to lean muscle mass, if you want to hold on to bone mass, if you want to hold on to healthy brain, or rather healthy aging and bone function, you will pair all of that with a sufficient amount of protein. But you want to make sure that you're getting the right proteins, because different animal products and different vegetable proteins have different amino acid makeup. So it depends on what your goal is. If it's weight loss, if it's holding on to lean muscle mass, you may want to look at things like pea proteins and whey proteins to meet your needs. Whey protein happens to be the very best protein that you can use to support lean muscle mass. Its anabolic benefits are easily identified in the literature, that muscle growth and retention comes from whey protein because of its amino acid profile. You pair that with pea protein, which is also high in leucine and other branched chain amino acids like valine and isoleucine. Now what you've got is something that can not just help with lean muscle growth, healthy body composition, but also other organ systems that rely on protein, other systems in the body through aging that rely on protein, like your immune system. So it's about a healthy body composition, strength, power, speed, reflexes. All of this is protein driven, right? How many of you would like to be able, as you age, you're in your 90s, how many of you want to be able to get up without having to use handrails or chair or the help of another person? That means protein. Your ability to do a body weight squat relies on you being able to pick yourself up, relies on you having a sufficient amount of protein. So you want to make sure that you're looking at ways to get these right proteins, these good proteins. The TLS nutrition shake is one of the best ways that you can do this because it's a blend of whey and pea proteins. Both of the two very best amino acid profiles for muscle growth and retention. Whether you're doing it to lose weight or you're doing it to maintain lean muscle mass and power and speed and balance as you age. It also contains not just higher amounts of protein per serving, but also fiber, 10 grams of fiber in the product to meet your body's needs. Now, one of the products that Emmy brought up, that one of your top five are omega-3 fatty acids. You gotta know it, you guys. Fat is essential for life. And so it makes it into my top 7 things that you need to think about on a daily basis to meet your need. Basic functional needs require these 7 things, right? The healthy diet and gravitation towards a healthier diet, right? Like Emmy mentioned, a multivitamin, multi-mineral. Making sure that you're taking an antioxidant blend. Making sure that you're taking B vitamins, that you're getting protein in. Well, now it's about omega-3 fatty acids for both brain function, their benefits for cardiovascular function, for healthy movement and physical exercise, and even to some degree, lean muscle mass growth relies on you being able to manage your inflammatory environment. So we see a lot of people gravitate to omega-3 fatty acids, but one reason why they definitely should is because, like vitamins and minerals, they can't be synthesized in the body. They're absolutely essential for life. Your body can't live without them. Every cell in your body requires a communication between it and its cell neighbors. And omega-3 fatty acids, the bilipid layer of which they contribute, is part of that cell-to-cell communication. that cell-to-cell communication may be about decreasing inflammation. It may be about sending a cell signal very quickly, or sending an electrical impulse very quickly for reaction time so that you can stay balanced. My point is that the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids go well beyond cardiovascular function and go into being able to retain your balance, being able to maintain quick reaction time as we age, as well as support healthy brain aging, healthy heart function, and promote an anti-inflammatory lifestyle and even diet, right? When we think about this idea that every cell in your body requires omega-3 fatty acids, they're essential for life. Your body can't live without them. If you can't make them, you need to take them. So you want to take them in the right formula, in the very best of quality ingredients, like those that we've made available for you, to you through the Market Hong Kong Heart Health Essential Omega-3s. We know that we also see benefit for individuals that have already seen cardiovascular disease in their history. People that are recovering from a stroke or a heart attack, the literature very well support that it's not ever too late to start utilizing an omega-3 fatty acid. We can see reduction in risk factors or incidence of disease modified by the consumption of a helpful amount, a sufficient amount of omega-3 fatty acid. Now, this is a chart that I wanted to show you so that you would see the importance of utilizing omega-3s. Couple things to remember. Can't make them, so you need to take them. They support neurologic health, brain health, joint function, and the like. But maybe one of the biggest reasons why you want to take an omega-3 fatty acid, especially as you age, for all of those healthy functions, is because the consumption through diet, things like vegetable omegas cannot be synthesized or blended or converted into an EPA and DHA, its anti-inflammatory counterparts, without a really important enzyme called delta-6 desaturase. The reason why you want to make sure that you are consuming omega-3 fatty acids in sufficient amounts as you age, or as your body has to deal with burden of age, genetics, and lifestyle, is for this reason. Many people will consume way too many omega-6s through things like dairy products, corn, wheat, and animal products. Now, I happen to be a big fan of consuming animal products. I'm a big fan of a balance of omega-6s and omega-3s. But the truth is, we consume way too many omega-6s, and they need to be offset by consuming a heart-healthy omega-3 fatty acid like that we have to market Hong Kong. But age adds to the dilemma. As we age, our ability to be confounded by omega-6s only gets worse. So what we need to think about is that this enzyme is limited by age, is limited by gender, and is limited by lifestyle, like alcohol consumption. So when someone says to me they don't need an omega-3 fatty acid because they consume more vegetables or omega-3s through vegetables like flaxseed, avocado, and walnut, and the like, I say to them, well, that's not exactly the way that works. Because as we age, the enzyme that would convert flaxseed oil, or ALA, into EPA and DHA goes away. The problem is another enzyme called delta 5 does not. And delta 5 will convert otherwise healthy omega-3s like alpha-linolenic acid into arachidonic acid, a pro-inflammatory fat. That's not what we want, especially as we age. So if you consume alcohol, you are a man, or you are above the age of 60, your ability to convert healthy dietary sources of omegas other than fish to healthy heart beneficial omega-3 fatty acids starts to decline. And this is one of the reasons why I want to make sure that everybody knows about the benefits of taking an omega-3 fatty acid through supplementation. These are some other recommendations for you. The fact that those that consume EPA and DHA have lower incidence of coronary artery disease. Mothers that consume omega-3 fatty acids in the form of EPA and DHA have children with better academic scores, have children that have lower issues of hostility or attention deficit issues. We see lower postpartum depression in women that consume omega-3 fatty acids during pregnancy. So it's important for all of these different reasons that you evaluate the benefits of taking a high-density omega-3 fatty acid like we have available through the Heart Health omega-3 fatty acid. A high combination, but a properly ratioed combination of EPA and DHA to meet your neurologic needs, to meet your cardiovascular needs, to meet your aging needs, to meet your physical needs. These are all benefits of utilizing the omega-3 fatty acids, right? So we want to think about who our customers are. We want to think about who would truly benefit and why they would benefit. It doesn't exactly help you to bring up the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids and physical performance in someone that tells you that they don't exercise, right? But it is beneficial to bring up the benefits of neurologic health in someone that's concerned about maintaining their brain aging. So you want to think about the benefits that really match the person that you're speaking to. A high combination of EPA and DHA, 450 milligrams of EPA for soft gel and 300 milligrams of DHA for soft gel. For those of you that have questions about pregnancy, omega-3 fatty acids are very important during pregnancy. And the recommended amount of omega-3 fatty acids for a pregnant female is one soft gel, 450 EPA and 300 milligrams of the DHA for pregnant females. When we think about really what we need to do, we've kind of gotten into what I like to refer to as that non-negotiable 3 or the basic 5, right, when it comes to supplementation. These are the things that you want to be doing. Everybody at the start of the day or at the end of the day needs to be consuming healthful foods. No one's making an excuse to not eat healthfully. No one's going to tell you that supplements can fill in gaps for everything. You need to do the right thing and put the right foods in your face, right? But as we think about these factors, we want to think about that basic 5. The non-negotiable 3, and then bring it up with the rear with the basic 5. Multivitamins, antioxidants, omega-3 fatty acids, B vitamins, and protein. Okay, let's go into the 7th factor to support your overall well-being. That is weight management. That is making sure that you do what needs to be done to meet your body's metabolic needs and support healthy weight. Healthy weight, as you age, means healthy lean muscle mass. It means holding on to your lean muscle mass. And this is far more important than just looking good in a pair of jeans, right? This is important because if you can hold on to your lean muscle mass, then you are also holding on to your bone mass. And you're holding on to your balance, and you're holding on to your immunity, and you are holding on to your strength, and your power, and your speed, and your reflexes. That's why it's important for us to talk to people about healthy weight, because it is a primary lifestyle factor in the precipitous incline in disease, the precipitous discovery of things like cardiovascular disease, cancer, osteoporosis, right, dementia and depression, sleep disorders. They all pair along this line of obesity being a primary risk factor for all of those things. So it's important for us to bring up the F word with our patients and our clients. We want to talk about things like fat. We want to talk about fat content, not that they are fat, but that they have fat. And that we want to make sure that we talk about fat content in foods as a healthy choice of fats. That fats are not bad for you, and that fats don't make you fat. Oxidized fat is the problem. Fried foods are the problem, right? So start thinking about those F's. We want to think about fiber, right? So we eat fat in its natural state. We don't scorch it or oxidize it by frying it. Right, we make sure that we get a sufficient amount to meet our metabolic needs like we see in the omega-3 fatty acids, and that we eat healthy fats in their natural state in our foods. Then we think about eating foods that are very dense in fiber. A very good way to start the fiber conversation is to talk to people about the TLS nutrition shake because of the fiber that's in that product. As people start to gravitate towards healthier lifestyle choices, One of the things that you can do to supplement their goals is utilize the TLS nutrition shake so that they get more fiber, right? And then we want to think about functional. This is this idea of functional foods, healthy starches, complex carbohydrates. But also think about functional foods in the sense of digestion. You guys have a great product called Digestive Enzymes with the probiotics. Those digestive enzymes can allow foods to be more functional in the body. Those probiotics allow the body to not ferment in such a way that we have more inflammation. So you want to think about how can I make a food more functional? And that's by pairing it with things like digestive enzymes with probiotics. Bad gut bugs don't take a day off, so good gut bugs shouldn't take a day off. You should be making sure that you're taking digestive enzymes with probiotics on a regular basis. And then it comes down to weight management. You can't get away from it, you guys. You've got to exercise. You have to move your mass. You have to keep people healthy by helping them move more. This is a graph that shows you that people that do a small amount of exercising, vacuuming, 8 minutes is what we're looking at here. And those that do things like vacuuming, which is not exercise, by the way, right? Just a chore we got to do every day. But the point here is that it's not massive exercise or freakish commitment to heavy things that will really change your which could really change your health factors. Looking here at simple rowing machines, picking up heavy things, as I said, and putting them back down. It's all relative. What's heavy to you may not be what's heavy to your neighbors, right? But the point is, do a little bit more than you did the day before, because it is the primary factor in reducing things like heart disease, improving immunity, longevity, strength, not just muscular strength, but also muscular power, speed, and reflexes as we age. That's the solution. People will often ask me if there's anything that I can write for them, a prescription that I can write for them that can help them with all of their maladies. And I say, I do. I actually have the cure for cancer. You guys know that? I have a cure for cancer. Cure for cancer, I have the cure for heart disease, I have the cure for autoimmune disorders, I have the cure for diabetes. It's called exercise. It's called exercise, right? And this is so important, from everything from healthy body composition, so you can look better, perform better naked, to improving brain aging, to improving quality of life through later decades of life. What's important to note, you guys, is that revolution is uneven and slow. The benefits of using supplementation is not evident overnight. It can take weeks to notice the benefits. Make sure that you stay in contact with your customers, your patients, and your clients, to talk to them about the small things that they can expect early on as they wait for the big changes. But what we do know is that small changes lead to huge changes in the future, right? And the little bit of energy that you get today really can translate in later weeks, months, and years to less heart disease, less dementia, less risk factors for things like cancer. And that's really what it comes down to. This idea of isotonic delivery. What sets yours apart from other products? Why would we use yours? Why would we want an isotonic line instead of any other line? And that means understanding what isotonics truly are. Isotonic products regulate gastric emptying. It means that we can, with the sugar that's in them, control for how quickly they leave the stomach. If we can control for how quickly they leave the stomach, then we know that we are delivering a better result-producing formula. We are delivering a product that has not been exposed to stomach acid for a prolonged period of time. And it means that those nutrients have been concentrated and intact, ready to do the job that they were meant to do. And that's so important, you guys, because this is how vitamins and minerals are absorbed. They are absorbed based on their concentration and based on their structure. So if they are tore up by stomach acid, they're neither, right? They're neither intact, ready to do the job that they are meant to do, and they are not concentrated, ready to do the job that they were meant to do. For that reason, isotonic delivery is the very best of oral deliveries because it pays attention to the body's natural physiology of delivering these nutrients intact and concentrated so that the absorption sites can recognize them. We use things like fructose and glucose in the products to control for that gastric emptying. If we were to use salt, it would stay in the stomach for a prolonged period of time. If we were to use binders to protect the nutrients, they would have to stay there for too long. Glucose and fructose, the sugar in the product, allows for that controlled and efficient delivery to the small intestine so that we don't have to use any synthetic binders in the product. Everything that's in an isotonic is food-based, so you can be sure that you are offering not just potency, but purity to your patients and to your clients. This is what I want you guys to understand about that rapid or efficient delivery. The isotonic state, because of the sugars that are in the product, allow the nutrients, the slurry, to move directly from the stomach into the small intestine where they have not been exposed to stomach acid for a prolonged period of time. So they are concentrated and intact, ready to do the job that they were meant to do. This offers maximum results. This offers maximum efficiency. This means maximum benefit to your client or your customer, and that means that they will continue to reorder from you. These products are consumable. They produce results, and they will come back to you for more. When compared to other nutrients that are available in the market, because they're not exposed to stomach acid for a prolonged period of time, individuals also notice the benefits of isotonics faster when reported compared to tablets and capsules. We want to make sure that we tell our patients this. And this is what I tell everybody if it relates to supplementation. Why do I want you to supplement? Some really simple reasons, right? A quality multivitamin can simply fill in gaps where your diet falls short. B vitamins are essential. If you can't make them, you need to take them. And they play a huge role in things like energy, weight loss, and neurologic and mental health. Right? I see things like bad gut bugs don't take a day off, so good gut bugs shouldn't take a day off. You should take probiotics and digestive enzymes on a daily basis. I may see something like this to my customers and my patients. As the body ages, we become slower, less effective, without the right combinations of vitamins and minerals. So as we age, if we want to be healthy, we need to meet that demand with a proper solution, right? And that means having a higher commitment to supplementation. We need to start thinking about things like supplementation, not just as a prudent choice, not just as a good idea, but an absolutely necessary idea. Supplementation is a necessity for many disguised as a luxury. And for that reason, we need to start talking to them about healthy aging. There's no question that these are all valid arguments. But they also happen to be emotional arguments, right? So many times your people are going to ask you to prove to them that that this is actually beneficial, right? That's why I show you the graphs. That's why I show you the area under the curve that shows people that we see better quality of life, longer years, right? Less issues with heart disease, neurologic disease, osteoporosis, and risk factors for cancer with those that are healthy food eaters, healthy supplement takers, those that manage their stress, get a healthy amount of sleep, and do something about supplementation and exercise. These are all reasons to talk to people about health and nutrition. These are all good reasons to talk to individuals about the Market Hong Kong product line, because the solution is found in supplementation, to fill in gaps where our diet falls short, to offset bad behavior, right? To make sure that people know that there's a solution as they move towards healthier lifestyle choices. There's something that we can do for them today that helps them get closer to that goal. When we think about why people supplement, think about what you want to bring up. That most people will complain about things like fatigue, that they don't like the weight that they have gained, and they want something to support their energy and metabolic burst. They want to make sure that they maintain their healthy brain aging, right? These are all benefits of using these, what I like to refer to as the sexy seven, or the essential seven things that you do on a daily basis to meet your body's needs. As As I said before, nothing in nature acts in exclusion. It's the synergy of lifestyle factors, sleep habits, and supplement and dietary choices that will offset disease. There's no single trigger for disease, so your approach to well-being should be as diverse as the number of ways there are to get sick. Thank you.